Mitchell and Yancey County governments have adopted their budgets for 2008-2009. Mitchell County Manager Chuck Vines explains.
The total budget for the year is $16,738,474. We're down 4.75% from what the previous year's budget was. And the property tax rate will remain as the same as it was the previous year, which was 52 cents per $100 valuation of property. We'll have to watch the budget very, very closely. It's a very conservative budget with some of the unknown factors that we have right now. And the continuing climb percentage-wise into double digits, fuel oil costs, gas and oil costs, power, utilities, things like that. However, we feel really, really good about our budget. We're going to monitor it very closely, probably closer than it's been monitored in years past. We're going to try to get through this year. Revaluation of the property is being done in Mitchell County now. We'll be completed toward the end of this year, and it will affect our 09-10 budget year. So we're trying to maintain tax rate as to where we are now until we have an opportunity to see what the reevaluation is going to do for our property value.
Mitchell County Manager Chuck Vines. Yancey County Manager Michelle Lauren details their budgets.
The total amount of Yancey County's fiscal year 2008-2009 budget is $20,303,695.78, compared to last fiscal year's budget of $18,250,344.51. The Yancey County Board of Commissioners did announce that the tax rate would be changed or lowered from the current 50 cents per $100 assessed valuation to the new 45 cents per $100 assessed valuation for this upcoming 2008-2009 fiscal year. The county has seen quite a number of uncontrollable cost increases, for example, fuel costs. Insurance costs of all kinds have incurred significant increases. Those are increased costs both for major medical insurance, for property and liability insurance, and for workers' comp insurance, all of which are imperative that we carry, and they have had incredibly significant increases. Some areas that we're very proud to be able to show the support for the upcoming fiscal year include continued support for the upcoming fiscal year for our Yancey County school system. The increase that they will be receiving in their budget equates to approximately a 27.5% increase over last year. Because many of the changes from last fiscal year to the upcoming fiscal year represent astronomical costs or investment line item elements in the overall budget, it was respectfully recommended that the current tax rate of 50 cents per $100 valuation be adjusted downward to 45 cents. Given the additional tax base anticipated to be added to the current tax base via the octennial revaluation, which is a statutory mandate, this additional 10% decrease in the ad valorem tax rate should be one that can be maintained and manageable, given no unforeseen or very large budgetary expenses until the next mandated reappraisal.
Yancey County Manager Michelle Lauren. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.